This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I find it a little surprising that farmers are among the biggest skeptics of man-made climate change. A 2015 Pew Research poll had 78% of farmers saying that they believe that climate change wasn't an issue that needed to be taken seriously. While most farmers do believe in climate change in the general sense of definition, they do not believe that it is man-made or that there is anything that humans can do to alter it. In my 64 years of life in the farm, I believe climate change is pretty darn real. I believe that the changes I've experienced in temperature, rainfall patterns, agronomic conditions are arguably more than just the weather. The Corn Belt has moved north and west in my lifetime. There are cyclic factors that have been around impacting the climate forever, but to discount that CO2 levels and other factors contributing to global warming has not contributed to accelerated climate change goes beyond healthy skepticism to rejection of science. Last evening, I read my American Scientific magazine. I also read Discovery among the varied resources that I follow for this report. I'm not a scientist, but I am intrigued by science. Nanotechnology, CRISPR, archaeology, astronomy, layman's physics, cancer research, robotics, and on. I find it fascinating. The acceleration of human development in the past century has been boosted beyond all historical precedent by science. We are going to Mars, and the science they are discovering in the process is mind-boggling. Cancer survivability in general has gone from 20% to 80%, and my granddaughter is breeding zebrafish in her Mayo Clinic work study cancer research. I back science every time I challenge GMO safety deniers. I buy the orange juice that doesn't have the GMO-free label on it because of sound science. I reject the need for such labels as being absurd. GMOs will help feed the world. We fight to use science and trade policy to determine by science what is acceptable so countries do not use bogus trade barriers that are unscientific. I eat steak, medium rare, that came from cattle-fed hormones, or ham fed from hogs fed rectopamine, and love it. 97% of climate scientists, including Dr. Elwin Taylor, believe that climate change is being impacted by man-made activity. Yet farmers don't buy into climate science the way they do science in general. What makes climate science different? Why is it that most science is taken seriously, yet when science says that climate change is man-made, so few farmers and others accept that? They make an exemption for climate science to the point of denigrating it as a conspiracy plotted against them. Give me a break. Nobody is out to manipulate the world with climate science. Scientists can be nerds, but most often they are not elitists in the sense that the term is used against them. Academics do generate an advanced perspective on most things, and those perspectives have led to some enormous advances in the development of the human race. Science and scientists are a good thing. Science is why there are old folks that have lived long enough to be climate science deniers. You're listening to the Comstock Report. Climate science is complex, and you do not have to compromise beliefs in natural climate cycles in order to believe in a man-made impact on climate. Dr. Elwin Taylor says that a 1930s-like drought will impact the Corn Belt next decade based on climate cycles. What global warming may do is make the drought worse or less bad than the natural cycle. We follow the Enzo, El Niño and La Niña. El Niño comes from warm Pacific water, and La Niña from cool Pacific water. I think that global warming made the recent El Niño more powerful and has moderated the La Niña. There are no real climate change deniers working at NOAA or NASA, so if the Trump administration is going to purge the ranks of scientists in the government that support man-made climate change, they will thin them of their best talent considerably. Of course, advancement within the agencies for climate change deniers may open up considerably as a result. Most science climate change deniers get their financial support from big oil. I do not believe that there is any real academic controversy over climate change. It is denigrated into the political arena, which is a shame. NOAA has confirmed that climate change is real, is mankind influenced, and very serious. The degree to which it can be mitigated is debatable. But if you don't believe there is a pothole ahead, let alone a cliff, there's no consensus to try to avoid it. Humans are pretty resourceful and got to where they are by embracing science. Climate change is natural and not controversial. The debate centers around accelerated climate change, with mankind being the kick in the proverbial rear end, making it occur faster. There will be consequences to agriculture. I don't think there is any denying that. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.